Snarkity Snarks, a call to literary greatness. People talk about Mr. Sagan predicting the future. Others like me want Mr. Vonnegut to return, and I want Mr. Hitchens and Sir Robinson, Mr. Bukowski and Miss Rand to return too, somehow. Life is too short to be this unfair. That is not the right way to think. Mr. Sagan reminds us that we too have great responsibilities. In the same way that Gaia exists, where all organisms on Earth can be poetically viewed as one, there's also a voice, poetically speaking. It has been called the spirit of our age, the zeitgeist. I dare say Mr. Vonnegut would remind us that this is our age now, not the age of fake teachers, not moron charlatans, not dipsomaniacs, or childlike dictators. Gaia and the Zeitgeist are helping us to great poetry. They are delivering to us what they have once granted to the greats. Gaia's call was heard loud and clear by our generations, but the Zeitgeist is not as serious nor taken as seriously. I think it has always been, in great part, a treasure chest of extremely sophisticated humor waiting to be aired. It is time for a new generation of writers to hear the Zeitgeist, to open this magnificent chest of yet unspeakable treasure. It seems that on the day the Congress of the United States began researching the f***ing UFOs, though not before they tried to save face, unable to stop this momentum that they've created, and in the last desperate second invented a new acronym, UAP, UAP, which secretly means uneducated asshole politicians. DARPA began studying the reason why fringe beliefs flowed to the top, so to speak. Similarly, how they floated to the top of class by cramming and tolerating fake education, never asking about the real deal, nor ever looking back to help the others. And also this being the reason why they will study Twitter and possibly electrolytes that plants crave and never detect that their doctorates and paychecks are fake as the education they received in the overpriced schools that made them into no less and little more than a sausage. This is a gold mine. This is not a mere event, but a phenomenon of some kind. A wellspring of the snarkiest of snarky snarks. Countless books, and even more countless articles. And my gosh, I swear to goodness, your works will get published so fast, faster than a UFO can soil a politician's legacy. So as long as they are cheerful and funny, and of course, snarky. You know, Vonnegut and Bukowski can't handle this. It would be too beautiful, too much for them. They would want us to pick up where they left off. They would want you to write so that they could read your works. Raw and radiant, not yet made too classy with age, but snarked snarkity out of your very youth. The greatest minds would want you, to pen the new snarky adventures of heroines and anti-heroes, who today, kind of sadly, to us, certainly tragically, are only known to your heart and soul and deepest integrities. Locked in the brilliance of your mind, yet to be writ in your wit.